Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Robert Seidelman. And don't worry about what you just heard. There's no breaking news. We are going to be giving you our regular intros back next week. We're just working on some new ones, including one dealing with, let's just say it deals with this person right here.
Oh, yeah! Oh. Yes! Oh, yeah! Beautiful!
I miss SmackDown!
I love. First of all, I love her back on SmackDown, but let's...
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American...
Shut up!
Oh, God damn.
Yes,
girl.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. Well, let's just say that everybody here is probably one of the best...
Oh, God. Can I kill her, please?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Just oh, Sparky.
Just get to the intros. I think we don't have time for one more of that.
From Toledo, Ohio, we have Stepboy Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everybody. I've still got a cough.
And from New York, the future manager of the New York Yankees, Jason Block.
Lance Cade is back in the WWE, and no wonder why it feels so cold in here tonight.
Yeah.
And that's true. It's true. It's true. I'm not kidding.
But the joke sucked.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Like the New York Yankees last night. Yeah. From Texas, we have Typho.
So, whose bright idea was it to completely change Team SmackDown 2 days before the pay-per-view?
That would be my idea. All mine.
Something tells me we'll get to that.
We will. Then, also from Toledo, Ohio, DJ.
You'll be happy to know that I dropped my Jamaican accent particularly for this show.
Win!
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
That was.
That was.
Then from Columbus, Ohio. Man, we have so many Ohio people here. We have Nikki Haman.
The change in the SmackDown, Team SmackDown, was deliberate because we didn't want another repeat of Survivor Series 2006. Who was that? I don't know. Who was that? That was Eric Escobar. Eric Escobar. Well, was he in the match? Yeah, he was. You did good, Sean. You did good.
Oh, man.
I have that pay-per-view, actually. I recorded it on DVD when my DVD recorder was actually working. Also from New York City, the future co-manager of the New York Yankees, Farm League VRM.
I'm calling on the phone tonight because both my computers are being retarded. One got a virus, had to reformat it, and the other keeps fucking blue screening.
Jeez. Dude, update to Windows 7.
Loan him $120.
Right. And finally, from Thibodeau, Louisiana, we have the one and only Carl Schneer.
This portion of the program tonight brought to you by Not Mac.
Wow.
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
Seven people.
Speaking of Got Mac, we had the Macs versus the PCs this weekend in our infamous... Well, I'm not kidding. That was on another blog talk radio show. Wasn't that your show, Carl?
What was that?
Never mind.
Mac versus PCs.
I did not hear that.
Ladies and gentlemen, timing! Bound for Glory, what a great pay-per-view that was.
Sort of.
Sort of?
Wouldn't know, wasn't there.
Didn't see it.
I don't think
I
anybody
was really
there
good.
To see it.
I'm sorry?
I don't think anybody saw it live, but people probably saw it on the internet. Or actually ordered the pay-per-view.
So let's recap it. What do we got?
We got the Guns versus Lethal Consequences in the beginning match. Who do you think won?
I believe the Guns did.
Yeah, the Guns did. Everybody got that one right. Mm-hmm. Then we had the Ultimate X match, which was, it was originally supposed to be the Pope D'Angelo De Niro. He fell ill or had a family emergency, as was told online. So the Guns were plugged in. However, since the Guns were plugged in and they didn't win, so no impact was on the scores, and nobody picked the Pope.
But I saw the fall that Christopher Daniels took. Wow!
Yeah, I saw it too.
Oof.
Please don't die.
Probably in second place at the bump of the night.
Second place for the bump of the night?
Yes.
Daphne.
Oh, we'll get to that later. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing Red won it. Sadly, to Nikki's chagrin, Don West was not hurt.
Dagnabbit.
So the greatest promoter in TNA history still survives. High five, Typho.
Yes.
Yeah. VRM and Trista got that one wrong, unfortunately.
Okay.
Then we get to the Knockouts tag team match, where, as it was correctly predicted on the show, Lacey would try to do something, and she fucked it up. So, Taylor Wilde and Sarita get the win.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, VRM was the only one that got that one wrong. Then we get to Foley versus Abyss.
In my defense, I am on meds right now.
That's okay.
Then we get to Foley versus Abyss. This is bump of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Abyss choke slamming Daphne through the barbed wire table. She has a broken. She had a broken arm and a stinger.
Touching.
Ow!
That's a reason to scream.
She was.
Well, this one was relevant.
Yeah, I mean, put it to you this way: that is one tough broad. Not for nothing.
Yeah, she is.
I agree.
The cameras did miss the bump on the first time around also.
Yeah.
They took her to the hospital and she still didn't know where she was.
Yeah.
She was off somewhere seeing David Flair and Crowbar.
Damn.
That's a stable that needs to be brought back.
No, thank you. But
yes.
No. No.
Sure.
No.
Can we get at least Crowbar?
Yes. Crowbar, yes. David Flair, no.
It was the only way David Flair got over. That's why I wanted to do that. Everybody
Flair
got that one right, by the way.
Yeah,
only if they bring back David. Only if they bring back David Flair's Titantron.
No.
No.
He's better being fat. All
right,
yeah.
Go on to what's up.
Anyway.
Joe versus Lashley. We're not going in order of the card. We're going in order of the pick'ems.
So,
sorry for any confusion.
Of course, that's how you roll.
Yeah.
By the way, who won the Abyss versus
Abyss one? Everybody got that one right.
Okay.
Then we get to Joe versus Lashley.
Oh jeez.
The boss.
This was an okay match.
Fail.
No.
Yes, this is fail.
No. It was an okay match. I enjoyed it for what it was.
It was too short, though.
Yeah, short.
Short and not a build-up fail.
No. Lashley won, and Jason got that one wrong. And Trista and Nikki both took the half point on that one. Everybody else got the full point. Now we get to the what-the-fuck moment of the night.
Oh, yeah.
The Legends title.
Yeah, wow. Eric Young?
Huh?
Eric Young? Want to mess with Kevin Nash? Huh?
I kind of like the fact that they put the belt on Chris Jericho. I mean, Eric Young.
That's a good one.
Paraducci talk alike, yeah.
It's okay. Look, if Eric Young can get over this way, fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, but the belt still belongs to Kevin Nash.
I can care less.
Everybody got that wrong. VRM, Josh, and Carl were the smartest people in the room and took the half point.
Uh-huh.
Yay! Of course.
Okay, now we need to talk about the tag title match. I figured Full Metal Mayhem's where you pin somebody to win, but I forgot it was a TLC match. So, because of my fuck-up, everybody got a point on that one. But I will say this right now.
Oh, hi.
Shut up. We have new IWGP champions in Team 3D. Booker T broke his coccyx.
For real or in the storyline?
In storyline, and he's gone from TNA.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Of course. He refused to put the younger people over.
The fact is he was being a bit of a
douche.
Yes.
My onboard Nick died. Oh, my God.
What?
My computer's onboard Nick died.
Oh, wow. Good night, Nick.
What happened?
He's going to go with Linux.
His network interface card is dead.
Ouch.
His internet connection is non-existent.
Oh.
Guess who has to go to Best Buy tomorrow morning? And get a new...
Yep.
New computer or new card?
Yeah.
New card. It's the onboard card that said. Maybe it's something fucked up in my settings. I'll check it in the BIOS right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the tag title match, I'm just giving everybody a point on that one. British Invasion, new TNA champions, by the way.
Good for them, by the way. Good for them.
Yeah. Now we get to the knockout match.
Oh, yeah, and the revenge match on Thursday for this was great.
Ooh.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Tong was about to win the match, but Raisha Saeed fucked up, threw the chair in. ODB reversed it, Kong lands on the chair, ODB wins, so Josh and Trista get the point.
Crap.
And another thing, too, TNA screwed up because during the match, Tara went out into the crowd and fought with Kim Couture, who they never mentioned. They kind of played it off as a fan, but they missed the whole encounter, and Tara actually went to the back during the match, and today and Taz had no idea what was going on, so that was kind of a fail there on TNA's part.
Speaking about fail, the Angle Morgan match, everybody got great match, but everybody got that one wrong.
Which one?
I didn't know on purpose.
Whoa!
That doesn't really need to happen.
No, I do that because everybody got it wrong.
But Morgan
Angle won. Everybody pick Morgan, but let's take a look at the scores.
Oh, yes. Oh, and by the way, AJ Styles kept the belt. But,
yeah.
But that, unfortunately, was spoiled, which, by the way, you did a great job of covering up on for last week's show. That was really well done.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I just got a new spoiler.
Oh.
The winner of Survivor this year is...
Not again.
First center
update.
That's good.
First center update. We have scores. VRM not only has a computer failure, he's also got scoring failure with 4.5.
That's what wrecked your computer, man.
Jesus.
No, what wrecked my computer was my attempt to reformat after it caught a virus.
Yeah.
Man, VRM, you're having a worse week than Steve Phillips.
Ooh, wow.
Who's Steve
this
Phillips?
This didn't even involve Mo Vaughn.
Steve Phillips was the ex-Mets manager who got caught with his bat in the wrong plate.
Oh, the ESPN analyst.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
Then we got Jason also. Isn't this
this is great. The two people from New York and the two Yankees at the bottom of the barrel. Jason got
five. We'll get ours tomorrow. We'll get ours tomorrow night.
Yes, we will.
And 2005, and 2006, 2007.
Let's go on. Scores, please. We've got 45 minutes. Let's go.
Trista and Nikki were 5.5.
Fun.
Yes.
Me and Typo got 6. Forget it, Typo. Carl got 6.5. The belt stays in Ohio, but it migrates from Columbus to Toledo as your winner. And boo! NAWC Fizzleweight Champion, the Stat Boy, Josh Henniger! By the way, Josh, Jim Cramer called. He wants $50 for the royalty off of that.
Screw him! And screw
yeah.
Your
food.
And now...
So that pay-per-view led into this Thursday's Impact.
But
now,
before we get to that, on a sadder note, what happened on Tuesday?
Yes. Okay.
On 11th...
Go ahead. God, I'm sorry.
At 11 o'clock, we got a report off of PW Insider and Wrestling World and other news sites. Jim Ross had to be pulled from a show because he had a third bout of Bell's palsy. Now, if everybody who remembers their history correctly, let's open up the WWE/F history book and take a look at the sad saga of Jim Ross and Bell's palsy.
Okay.
In 1994, he suffered his first bout of Bell's palsy. He had to be pulled from everything, including his commitments from Smoky Mountain Wrestling, which was WWE's partner or developmental territory, as it were. He was off of everything for about 8 months so his face could heal. And that left him with what you see Jim Ross with right now. He can't shut his left eye all the way, and half of his face is, well, paralyzed. Well, the mouth part, anyways. Then we get into part two, which was, I think, September 98?
I think it was December.
Huh?
I think it was December.
Yeah. You're right. I remember it December. Yeah, you're right. It was December. 98, he suffered another bout of Bell's palsy. He was gone for a longer time, like until February when Dr. Death Steve Williams became his run buddy. And to get revenge, and I think you all know what happened there.
Oh, God. Can I please bring up the table?
That table was cool.
What was that, the fake Diesel and the fake...
No.
Oh.
That was after the first Bell's Palsy. We talk about this mini table that Jim Ross had made for him in front of Michael Cole and the King Jerry Lawler.
And then Bob Hall crashed through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dr. Death's ass.
Yeah. And now, sadly, fast forward to Tuesday, where he suffered his third bout of Bell's palsy.
I just gotta find where I put the cable for it.
Yeah. Suffered his third bout of Bell's palsy. He was rushed to the clinic, to the hospital, got treated, but unfortunately, he is back home in Norman, Oklahoma. He did not do SmackDown this week, and he will not be doing bragging rights, leading the entire pay-per-view to be commentated on by Michael Cole and Jerry the King Lawler. Todd Grisham, as we're all assuming, is still out on his honeymoon.
Maybe he'll be called back early. We don't know.
Yeah.
But
Matthews and Stryker do the whole show.
Please?
I don't know. It would probably improve the show, I should think. They're probably the only two that can make that Cena-Orton match sound interesting.
Just Stryker, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I have a quick comment real quick. The sad thing is about this whole ordeal is that over the course of Jim Ross's tenure as an announcer for the WWE, continually mocked him and made fun of his condition, palsy, and that's just really sickening, and that really irritates me, the fact that Vince McMahon would take advantage of something like that. You would never see a corporation or the head of a corporation openly mock somebody who is in remission from cancer. Why would you do the same thing for somebody that has Bell's palsy, especially if you know it could pop up again? So for my money, I think it really underscores the fact that they never should have made fun of him in the first place in light of what's happened now.
Right. Well, DJ, they're not going to do it now, and I'll give you one reason why they won't. Simple. Linda McMahon.
Right.
Linda McMahon's Senate campaign, as a matter of fact, she released a video on her website talking about the WWE and the fact that it was TV-14 and now they're championing the fact that it's TV-PG. Yes, I understand they bust on Jim Ross a lot, but they're not going to do it now. They're going to let him get his time to heal. If my guess is right, he'll be shut down for the rest of the year. If it is a Bell's palsy attack.
I got a worse feeling for this, Jason. I got a feeling he's done.
No. Not until he says he's done.
He'll be back. He wants to prove that he's still the A guy. He'll come back from this. I think it's gonna be longer than the end of the year. It might be even a year or so, but he'll be back at some point.
Maybe.
Nikki, what do you think?
What worries me is that this is the third bout that he's gotten, and if it was bad enough that they have, it's my understanding they did a special courier to get him some of the meds to help his palsy, and they sent him home. He's been to his neurologist, and his blog has been cautiously positive. I think JR is as worried as we are. He wants to come back, but it's just a matter of when and if. Because given the timetables you've just given me on the first two bouts, we're not going to see him until after WrestleMania.
I mean, honestly speaking, if he hung up his 10-gallon, black resist ball hat, I wouldn't give him any qualms about retiring. He can do
it. He's number one.
I'm sorry?
He's number one. You're right. I think he's, for my money, it's him, it's Gordon Solie, and it's Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan. Those are the guys that I think of, and I think Jim Ross is on top.
Right, but then you would have the end of the old school wrestling announce era. But,
right.
I'm just saying that if he goes, if he retires, I don't think anybody would give him any slack for it.
None.
No.
I mean, the only thing that we are worried about is his health. Okay? That's all that we particularly care about. We
right.
want him to be healthy because he's got a wife, he's got kids, he's got grandkids.
And he's also got a killer restaurant.
Which
isn't that right, Typho? His restaurant's a kick-ass restaurant, right?
Yeah, it is.
I've never been. Is the food really that good?
Yeah, I've only been one time, but I really enjoyed it the one time I was there.
Okay, that's cool.
Last week I ordered some Chipotle ketchup from his online store, and it arrived this week, and it is like the nectar of the gods.
Oh, really?
It is deliciously good.
Is it hot or is it spicy or what is it?
It's like tangy. It's very good.
Oh,
it's a favorite of Edge's. So, I mean, if it's good enough for him, it's got to be good enough for me.
Yeah, well, there you go. No, well, all joking aside, he's got a business to run. He's got enough things that if he wanted to take his leave of the wrestling business, he could do it. And...
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He could even come back if he wanted to.
Right.
But I don't think he's like the Undertaker. He can write his own ticket right now.
Yeah.
But the thing is, right now he needs to get healthy. We all wish. I don't think there's anyone here on this call that does not wish him well, and that hope that he just gets a full and healthy and speedy recovery, pretty much. Pretty much it.
All right, moving on. Do we want to talk about Raw and Snoop? Oh, that's right. We had the return of one of the funniest things ever on a WWE broadcast.
Not again.
The what?
Not again.
The technical difficulties thing.
Okay, you know what, though? I'm sorry. If you're putting on a dope-smoking rap star like Snoop, and he wants to light up his glass-scented candles that smell like fresh-cut grass, that's not a PG thing. It's not.
I wasn't referring to that Snoop Dogg thing. I was referring to the graphic.
But the graphic was funny. The joke wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, in that case, Jason, I'm going to step up on this because I recall the live-action Scooby-Doo movie, which I believe was a PG movie.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Had a similar joke.
Yes, about hamburgers. I saw it.
Where it said, pot, $5, and sure enough, there was a butt sitting out there. And they were grilling hamburgers in the van. Same idea. Was it funny? I don't know. But it was in a PG movie, so they could do this with Snoop. Because supposedly, you know, kids are going to think of pot when this happens.
I blame Freddie Prinze Jr.
Good one, DJ. Good one.
There's a common link, but I'm just saying, I didn't have a problem with it. I think it's borderline, but I don't, you know, I didn't see it going that far. As adults, yeah, we see that.
I had a bigger problem with Triple H burying every member of his team.
Well, it's Triple H, a bunch of younger people. What do you expect?
No, he was burying the SmackDown team, and he also, which WWE creative did 2 days later. But he said,
Wait a minute, creative actually did something?
Yeah, I mean, he said Eric Escobar is the toughest person in the universe because he's bopping Vicky Guerrero.
See, that's not PG.
No, that's not.
That one I'll give you, but the Snoop Dogg thing,
take it or leave it. Okay. Moving on from Raw.
Wait. We didn't get a mention of Santino as Charlie Brown.
Oh, that was okay.
Good grief. Moving on.
although there was a couple of good. I mean, the Cena Triple H match as a wrestling match was very good.
I could watch them for an hour.
What?
I could watch them for an hour.
Yeah.
Not
but,
what I'm getting, but.
You know, and also the whole 7x7 stare down was pretty cool. A little bait and switch, but I'll excuse them.
Yes, and we also had on that thing.
Yes.
Kill.
Moving on.
Kill.
Now we got. Let's talk about Impact and Desmond Wolfe.
I have the story for this
yes.
for you. Okay.
I got it, actually, Jason.
Go for it.
I have it right here in my hot little hand, which is actually a blank sticky pad. But anyways, here is the situation. WWE, according to sources, dragged their mud. Actually, no, I take that back. Nigel McGuinness, who is Desmond Young, failed a physical. WWE dragged their heels in the mud and decided, you know what, we can't take a risk on yet, so the contract's off the table. So Tuesday, he goes down to TNA. He says, all right, you want me to sign a contract? Here you go. So he's on TNA. He debuts immediately and in the upper mid-card with Kurt Angle, delivering a great promo to start off with and just beating Kurt Angle senseless in his first going.
It was this, as I said, this is one of the strongest debuts of a wrestler in a long time.
In about, what, 6 years?
I would say
seven,
so.
Maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I'd go 12 years.
What?
Jericho.
No, Goldberg.
No.
No,
no, not that strong.
No, not even close. No, Goldberg's debut wasn't that strong anyway.
He beat you more. That's not strong.
Okay, the fact is, Wolf comes in and says, hey, I'm a good guy, and kicks the crap out of Kurt Angle for no reason. Kurt Angle comes out, and then and Desmond Wolf, a.k.a. Nigel McGuinness, just beats the hell out of him, gives him the Tower of London, and says, it's going to be easy to kick your ass again. Okay? Strong. Real strong. Loved it. I loved every minute of it.
If this feud were a Facebook status, I would repeatedly click the like option.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because, first of all, Nigel can work. Have you seen him work in the Ring of Honor days?
Yes.
I saw him work in HWA.
And?
I was pretty happy with the stuff that he was pulling off there. I mean, when I ran into him when HWA relaunched, this was after he was in Ring of Honor. Of course, it was much more polished, but he had it. We could see it even in 2003.
Okay.
I asked him about it. He says, "Good Lord, that was ages and ages and ages ago."
But he's got a great look, and he's got a great personality, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with him.
Kind of looks like a hitman. The way I see his gimmick, kind of looks like a hitman.
Yeah.
What happened to his hair?
Channel some Jason Statham there.
Yeah, a little Jason Statham, a little, you know. Little Guy Ritchie, lock, stock, and two smoking barrels sort of guy.
Yep.
You know, that sort of stuff. Also, very good stuff with AJ Styles this week on Impact.
AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels versus Samoa Joe and Kevin Nash.
Yeah, well, I mean, put it this way.
One of these things is not
like
the other.
Let's see. Kevin Nash always keeps himself in top physical condition. AJ Styles keeps himself in top physical condition. We got Christopher Daniels keeps himself in top physical condition. So they all keep themselves in top physical condition except for Samoa Joe, who, a la Scott Stein likes to say, is fat.
Yeah.
No, that's not what we're looking for. They're talking the fact that Kevin Nash can't work.
Mark Madden calls Samoa Joe Sloppy Joe, which I think is funny.
Not true. No, and no. I like the fact that that Nash is coming for Eric Young, which I think is kind of funny. But they're actually hyping Turning Point already, and they're doing some. From what I'm seeing there, this is good stuff. You know?
Might even be a better card than Bound for Glory when you think about it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I've got to say everybody was kind of damning the Russo-Ferrara connection already, but this is pretty much their first work so far together.
Which one? Bound for Glory or Turning Point?
No, what's
Turning
happening
Point.
Now? Ferrara was just officially made a creative team member, so this is him and Russo. This is what they've come up with. And so far, everybody has pretty much loved it.
Well, and also, by the way, again, very good stuff. Did everybody see the new graphics package they put together?
Yeah.
For TNA?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It really looks good. It makes it look like not the, you know, it looks professional.
It looks clean. You're right.
It looks really, really good. So, unbelievably good stuff.
Especially with all the statage, yeah.
I do like the statage, you know, the height, weight, like a finisher and things like that. Very good stuff. Anyone like the Rhino turn, per se, or not yet?
Rhino's already turned. He's been turned for a while after he beat down Jesse Neal.
I think Rhino's doing his best work since he's been in TNA.
Yeah.
I like his promos. His promos have been very on point. Now, I don't know the whole deal with the Dudleys. You know, Bubba Ray looked like he wanted to beat the hell out of him in the opening segment. And then during his match with, actually, who did he fight? I forget who he fought. Hernandez. It was Hernandez. They kind of stepped in and kind of looked like they were taking his side a little bit. So I don't know where that's all going, but I do like Rhino's work.
We have three matches signed for TNA Turning Point, by the way.
Yes, Guns and
British Invasion.
Yep.
Angle.
We have
Angle versus Wolf.
That's two.
And Styles, Daniels, Joe, two.
Well done. Well done, Jason. Well done.
Good stuff. I mean, that looks
and
just yeah. Good.
One match is on the horizon too. It looks like Steiner versus Lashley.
Yeah.
So,
it does look like it's
the,
on the horizon as well.
Yeah, oh, by the way, for next week's Impact, did Kevin Nash throw a little bit of a hissy fit?
Little?
Yeah. This is
no spoilers, please.
I'm not going to spoil. But what happened was Saban and Nash were involved in a match. Whatever match that it was. Saban took a bad bump.
I don't think Nash was involved, though.
What?
I don't think Nash was involved. He just
Nash was not involved.
Yeah,
okay.
He's not in the match.
But Nash basically was screaming at anybody that Saban should have been, quote-unquote, protected, which he wasn't, and the match should have been stopped. Saban's okay, but that was a little on the wild side.
All I gotta say is Paparazzi Productions sticks together.
You know.
The aforementioned pot.
Yes. So, yeah, but all in all, the Desmond Wolfman, wow, very strong debut.
Great debut.
Ah.
Speaking of great debuts. Let's talk about another great thing incident. Once again, it's time for what has to be VRM's least favorite part of the show, the pick'ems.
Are we going to get into what happened on SmackDown, or will that be part of the pick'ems?
That'll be part of the pick'ems.
Okay, let's do it.
Because as it stands right now, Bragging Rights, which will probably turn out to be a decent show, at least I'm thinking it'll be a decent show, however, with WWE's track record right now, I wouldn't put it past them for it to be another stink bomb. Sorry, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my tickets when it was still Cyber Sunday.
Yeah.
Are you in Pittsburgh tonight, Nikki, by the way?
What's that?
Are you in Pittsburgh tonight?
No. Me and Bear aren't leaving until Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
But we are going up for recruiting.
Okay, so Josh, 1 week out, and you have your championship right now, and now you have to put it up.
Already? Ay, ay, ay. Freaking 20-plus pay-per-views a year.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey,
Josh, right now,
I come this Sunday, I'm going to need it back.
Yeah.
At least. You don't have to worry about doing UFC. You don't have to worry about doing with UFC.
What is that? This Saturday?
Yep.
What is that? What is that? Mishida versus
Shogun.
I am waiting for two pay-per-views down. That is my next potential UFC buy.
106.
06 when Lesnar defends his title.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Ultimate Fighter, if you did this past week.
Ooh.
That was fucking cool.
What happened?
Let's just say a certain body part get mentioned the entire show.
Titties?
Yes.
Okay, I should explain this one because I watched it. Quentin Rampage Jackson calls this fighter titties because, well, he has little...
Mambo.
Well, this guy gets picked to fight one of his guys and beats him. So Rampage is like, what the fuck is going on? And I have one good reason for that. You're a piss poor coach, Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even care about your guys fighting. You don't even care what they do. Dude, you suck.
He's about to
suck at coaching. And the last time you were coaching the Ultimate Fighter, how did you guys do? BRM, how does guys do?
BRM?
No, hold on, guys. I'm going to switch over to Skype because it looks like my computer's finally going to work.
All right.
He didn't do too well in his first go-around as coach either. Rashad cares. Rashad's been through this grind before. He's trained his guys well.
Well,
God.
I guess we can scratch that.
Scratch what? Your computer?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to Les Pick-Homes. Let's do this.
Five matches. We're going to go... Nine points.
Interesting. Okay.
Five matches, 9 points.
All right.
We're going to start off with the SmackDown Divas match versus the Raw Divas match.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
This is Gail Kim, Kelly Kelly, and Melina versus Michelle McCool, Beth Phoenix, and Natalya.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins for 1 point? What team wins? And who gets pinned for 0.2?
All right.
I got it.
That means we start at the top of the board. And hold on. VRM's gone.
Yeah.
There he is.
He said he'd be back. Okay, he's back on Skype
again. Now my damn phone is pissing me off. and the help desk doesn't open until freaking Sunday at 4.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay, BRM. I didn't think you heard it the first time, but here it is. The Divas match is McCool, Phoenix, Natalya taking on Melina, Kelly Kelly, and Gail Kim. For 1 point, who wins? And for the next point, who gets pinned? Okay? You can take the don't give a shit option, and because it's a 2 point answer, it's for one. You get it for 1 point.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, because right now, the only thing I'm giving a shit about is beating the shit out of my two computers.
Okay, we start off the top of the board, and that's Stat Boy, so Stat Boy, go ahead.
Gotcha. I have Team SmackDown winning with the loser on the other end being Gail Kim.
Jason.
Team Raw wins and Melina will pin Beth Phoenix. So Beth Phoenix will take the pin.
Ethel.
Team SmackDown wins. Michelle McCool pins Gail Kim.
EJ.
Who gives a flying fuck?
Okay.
Oh, that's
not a point.
Yeah, you got a point. That means you're in the lead.
Bitches.
Nikki?
Team SmackDown wins when Michelle McCool pins Kelly Kelly.
Yes, a.k.a. Lacey Von Erich, except with talent. Carl.
Damn.
Carl will win with Melina pinning Beth Phoenix.
VRM?
Let's see. The three things I care about right now. Number one, why the fuck does my Nick not work on my desktop? Number two, why the fuck I keep blue screening on my laptop? And number three, will my cell phone connection dial in the next 5 minutes or not?
And number four, armbar.
Number five, the mouse cover three-handled family gridanzo.
So you're taking the point. Is that it, VRM?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
No, what about you?
Oh. I got a number four with large fries and a medium drink.
Okay.
He doesn't give a flying fuck.
Okay.
No, actually, I got SmackDown winning, and I got Melina being pinned.
Okay.
John Morrison versus The Miz is next. And unfortunately for Nikki, you cannot select John Morrison's abs as a single proponent.
Hi, my partner. It's a handicap match.
Yes. Get him as a tag team partner, it'd be a handicap. Still be a handicap match.
That's right.
Because Miz is less than one person. VRM?
Wait, what's the match?
John Morrison versus The Miz.
Power the abs.
Carl.
Morrison.
Nikki.
Morrison, because beating Marty Jannetty is something anybody can do.
I'll leave that joke alone. DJ?
Tonight, I come out of the closet as a homosexual.
Nice.
Boy. Attaboy.
Yes. you're too late. I think everybody here is a homosexual. Typho.
I'm taking The Miz.
Whoa! Wow.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Jason?
I am taking John Morrison, and I'm going to predict this right now. He's going to have one of the eight titles in 2010. Mark my words.
Agreed.
And Josh.
I agree with you 100%, Jason, even with Morrison getting the belt next year. Something's going to happen, and Morrison will win everything.
Do I even need to do... Oh, it is a two-point match. So I gotta do it anyways. Okay, this is Randy Orton versus John Cena. Here is the points. One for who wins. Two, what is the final score?
Okay, I can do this. I got it.
Okay.
I've got it.
Now, here's the thing about the score. You only get 1 point if you pick it correctly. There are no half points for the score.
Okay.
Okay.
We go to Josh.
Gotcha. My pick is John Cena to win the world, the WWE title back again, because Lord knows they don't need him at SmackDown. And the final score, 3-2.
Jason.
He's got the right score, except he's got the wrong guy. Randy Orton retains. John Cena is needed at SmackDown. He wins 3-2.
Tyfo.
Great. Either Cena's champion or he goes to ruin SmackDown. Awesome.
It's a lose-lose situation for everyone.
Yeah, we know. I know. Right.
You can take the point, by the way, Typho.
I'm going to say Randy Orton wins 5-4.
DJ.
I'm in agreement with Jason. Randy Orton wins 3-2, thus sending Cena to SmackDown and starting the long, slow build to Cena Batista 2 at WrestleMania.
Bingo! Absolutely.
Good call. Nikki.
Randy Orton over John Cena, 5-4, and there will be a pinfall attempt in the last 10 to 15 seconds.
And Carl.
W. Orton over Cena was going to be tied at 3, and then it goes to overtime with Randy Orton getting the final 4-3.
Bite your tongue! Why are you any longer?
3-hour match. Let's do it.
And we got the RM.
It's only going to last 1 hour. We need a new feud. Orton 4-3. Which is
I got even worse than that. Orton wins, but the match is so slow, it's 2-1.
If any of you guys are getting this pay-per-view, I defy you to get a stopwatch or a timer of some sort to do one of two things. I want to know if this is really going to go 60 minutes, and I want the interval between each of Randy Orton's moves. At Hell in a Cell, a friend of mine and I timed it, one move every 2 minutes.
DJ, I think we could be able to do that, could we not?
We'll set it up.
I want to count
how many different moves each one of them do in this time period, because they combined have about 9 moves.
Ow.
Good call, Typho. World Heavyweight Championship match, a.k.a. the only belt that matters, because it's being defended against people who actually have talent. Undertaker, CM Punk, Rey Mysterio, and Batista. Once again, 2-point match. Who wins? And who gets pinned? I think BRM, you're first. Hello, VRM? Oh, crap.
It's not again.
Yeah, I disconnected again. This is a tough one.
Okay, well,
I don't know if the Game Genie accepts Fatal 4-Way matches.
It's got 3 slots in it, remember that. The Game Genie has 3 slots.
I can see the Undertaker code, I can see the CM Punk code, but I don't think a Ray code exists. So I am going to go with Undertaker over Ray.
Undertaker pinning Ray. Okay, Carl.
Let me see here. So it's a 4-way here.
Oh, wait, damn it. I forgot about his hip. Damn it. Fuck.
Yep. Goodbye.
Anyway, yes. I think this Batista and Mysterio are just in there for the hell of it. It's going to come down to Punk getting the belt back and hitting Taker.
Nikki.
In anticipation of John Cena's arrival on SmackDown, Batista gets the belt and pins Mysterio. Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah.
Buddy thing is going way...
WrestleMania feud, and are we finally going to get the money WrestleMania feud?
It's just Batista and Ray have been way too buddy-buddy. And Cena ain't going to be a heel.
DJ?
It wouldn't be a WWE pay-per-view without a title change. So on the main one, main two. So I'm going to go with CM Punk regaining the title after pinning El Polo Loco from South Park. Oh, wait, that's Rey Mysterio.
Okay. I didn't see it, but from what I heard of it, I'm not sorry for doing this, but fuck it.
It was awful.
Rome.
Bye, Phil.
Okay. There's 2 ways I see it going, but I'm going to pick one. I'm going to say CM Punk wins the title by pinning Rey Mysterio, because God knows we need to see Cena squash Punk at TLC.
And Jason.
Mr. Typho is absolutely 100% right. Undertaker cannot be pinned. CM Punk wins by beating Rey Mysterio.
Josh.
Retreading. Punk beats Mysterio.
Punk beats Batista is the correct answer.
No.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Wow.
3-point match.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it was originally supposed to be Team Raw, which was DX, Big Show, Mark Henry, Cody Rhodes, Jack Swagger, and the New York sounding Jamaican Kofi Kingston.
Right, and we got 5 minutes. So we got to speed it up just a little.
Versus what was going to be Chris Jericho, Kane, Eric Escobar, Dolph Ziggler, JTG, Shad Gaspard, and Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
However, on SmackDown, there was a little match between Chris Jericho and Kane had against Matt Hardy, Finlay, R-Truth, and the Hart Dynasty. It was 5-4, and if they lost, they lose their spots. They lost, so they lose their spots. So the match is now the aforementioned Raw team versus the SmackDown team of Chris Jericho, Kane, R-Truth, Fit Finlay, the Hart Dynasty, and Matt Hardy. 3-point question. Which brand wins? Who scores the fall, and who takes the fall? Because remember, we have submission experts in here as well.
Gotcha.
Josh, start us off.
Gotcha. Big Show wins for Team Raw, pinning R-Truth.
Jason.
Team Raw wins. Triple H pins Chris Jericho.
Typho.
Exactly what I was going to say. Team Raw wins, Triple H pins Jericho. They're like magnets. Triple H just has to hit that pedigree on Jericho.
DJ.
Team SmackDown beats Team Raw after Big Show turns, chokeslamming Shawn Michaels. So Jericho gets the pin on Michaels.
Nikki.
Team Raw wins with Big Show hitting Jericho.
Okay, Carl. Sure.
Okay.
Sorry, Nick, you're running out of time.
No, go ahead.
Carl.
Team Raw wins. Triple H is going to pin Kane.
And VRM, take us home. Oh, God, not again.
Yes, it happened. Yes, it happened again. Team Raw wins. Shawn feigns the kick. Jericho turns around. Boot to the gut. Double underhook facebuster. Unos, dos, adios.
Raw wins. Jack Swagger beats Jericho.
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a long shot.
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
You want to pick
again,
Benjamin while
I
you're
I think
at?
I solved my laptop problem. I uninstalled Vista Service Pack 2.
Ouch.
There you
so
go.
Am I the only one that picked SmackDown?
Huh?
Am I the only one that picked SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I must have had way too many beers tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
And speaking of beers,
either that or just enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of beers, I think it's time for all of us to get one.
Not really, because I don't drink. I don't drink beer. Beer sucks.
But yeah, you know what I mean.
It's time for everybody to say their goodbyes. So here's a pint of face to Josh, Jason, Typho, DJ, Nikki, Carl, and VRM.
All right,
rest in peace,
Soupy Sales, baby. That's it. Thank you.
Rest
good night.
Yeah, rest in peace, Soupy Sales.
Right.
We always have you in our memories and for pretty much botching every episode of the $100,000 Pyramid that you're on. Sorry. He wasn't that good at the game. Good night, everybody. See you next week. So says King Hippo.
Escobar.
Mine.
Later.
Night.